2 years ago, Forbes magazine ranked Wisconsin as a good state to locate a company or look for a job. 2 years later, the economy has slowed, battering the manufacturing sector, and Wisconsin metro areas aren't looking as attractive as they once did. Only two of the state's metro areas ranked in the top 100 of this year's list of best places to do business and advance a career. Green Bay came in at 77th, while Madison ranked 80th. Both cities fell in the rankings from 2001. Just one Midwestern city, Kansas City, Missouri, ranked in the Forbes top 50. Ross Duvall is an economist with the California-based Milken Institute, which helped compile the list. He says Wisconsin is in the same boat as the rest of the region.
What the Midwest still lacks, in my opinion, and I'm, you know, originally from the Midwest, is it's not at the leading edge in any emerging industries that are heavily R&D intensive. So you don't see the new firm birth rate being very high, and that's where the bulk of jobs are created.
The Fox Valley in Milwaukee areas fared even worse than Madison and Green Bay. The Appleton-Oshkosh-Neenah metro area plunged from 66th to 147th. The valley was faulted by Forbes for having slow job and wage growth over the past 5 years. Milwaukee suffered from the same symptoms, falling from 143 to 171. Recent economic figures point to the possibility of a double-dip recession. This would hurt an already weak manufacturing sector, the foundation of the state's economy. A double dip may lead to a fresh round of layoffs. David Newby is president of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO. He warns it won't just be assembly line jobs going overseas.
I think up until now, people in higher skilled jobs have simply assumed that their jobs are never going to move. They are not subject to international competition. But increasingly, we're finding that it's not just the lower value-added and less skilled jobs that are moving out of the United States. It's very highly skilled jobs, including engineering jobs.
One of the reasons manufacturing facilities in Wisconsin are vulnerable to layoffs is that they're satellite operations, meaning their corporate headquarters are in other states. Nick George is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
People have to understand that that plant is not only competing against its competitor overseas, but it's also competing against its own company's plants in a different state.
George thinks that lowering Wisconsin's corporate tax burden would stimulate new business and job growth. Not everyone shares a pessimistic view of Wisconsin's high-tech employment outlook. Larry Klein is the former head of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He is now chief financial officer at NutriPark, a Madison-based biotech company. Klein concedes that high-tech business will not create as many jobs in the short term as would manufacturing, but he thinks the amount of revenue these jobs will create will be as much or more.
So I think the key is not just in pure numbers, but in terms of the pure pay that these people will be making and what type of pay these people can then put back into the economy.
Klein believes that high technology is already being applied in the manufacturing sector. And he says Wisconsin is home to a world-class research facility in the UW system. The UW holds thousands of patents, which he believes will eventually translate into jobs and revenue for the state. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm John Wanamaker.